The director of foreigners registration in Sudan said today that only 10 South Sudanese came to the center yesterday and registered themselves as foreigners. The brigadier general, who has been instructed not to speak to the press, says he does not expect more southerners to show up because registration requires a valid passport and a visa, two things most South Sudanese do not own. Sudanese Information Minister Abdallah Masar said yesterday they have already started treating South Sudanese as foreigners.
From today, all South Sudanese are foreigners and they must regularize their status, as happens to every foreigner. And we are working on this now. Our registration centers are going on.
South Sudan has asked Sudan to push back the date for southerners, but the government has refused. Sana Hamid is with Sudan's Ministry of Information.
We will not push the date because we gave them 9 months, which was enough to reconcile their status. But the government of South Sudan was not serious. All we asked the South Sudanese government was to give them necessary documents. Now all their Sudanese passports and I-cards are no longer valid. We have also asked South Sudan to expand its mission in Sudan to expedite the registration for its people. But nothing happened. South Sudan asked 6 months, but we gave them 9 months because these people are part of our country.
The Interior Ministry has asked police stations to register southerners in various neighborhoods, but scores of police stations never received such orders. Most of the South Sudanese living in Sudan are unable to travel on their own, and many here see this registration as a major obstacle. The Sudanese government has opened the National Registration Center for ABA citizens. The Interior Ministry said in a statement that all ABA residents can obtain their national registration numbers whether they are from Miseria or Dinkangop. International organizations said they are trying to fly elderly and sick people back to South Sudan. But Information Minister Masar says they have sent letters to many countries asking them not to accept South Sudanese citizens holding Sudanese passports. For VOA News, I am Al-Sanas Ahmed in Khartoum.